Thank you for calling Preferred Landscape and Masonry. Please press 1 if you are...
Hello?
Oh, hi, Joe. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. I was following up regarding your account and the past due payment, and then I also saw that you had sent in a message to cancel the account.
Yes, I had sent that in sooner or earlier, and I'm surprised I never got any response back. I had talked to another one, not a text, but I had talked to a different woman that had called.
Yes.
And I told her to cancel it because it's not doing me any good. I Googled myself. I still can't find myself anywhere, so it was just a big waste of my time. And I had talked to, I can't remember the gentleman's name. He said he was going to make sure, he was going to look after the account. And again, I just Googled myself, and I've been Googling myself. I can't find myself anywhere. So
got
I don't
it.
Understand
okay.
What the pain is. Oh.
Well, I need to give you some options because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 8th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a $299 past due balance on the account.
Wait a minute. I tried to cancel this already over a month ago, and I don't know why it's still going. And I told the woman that had called me, I says, this is doing me no good. And the gentleman that was on the phone that's been calling me, I think his name is John. And he said, he convinced me, oh, let me take it over. I'm going to make sure, you notice and you're seen. He never did any such thing. So it was a big waste of my time. My wife had called and canceled literally 2 months ago. And then he
None
convinced
of that
me to
happened.
Stay.
None of that happened. All of our incoming calls are recorded for quality assurance. And there have been no incoming calls from you or prior calls. And if someone called you named John saying he was going to take it over, what I'm thinking is he must have been from another company and maybe he misrepresented himself and made you think he was with our company. Because we don't have anyone named John here that was calling you. I see Sherry and April. Those were the last people that, and then myself, my name is Tina. We have your wife's number on here too that we searched, which is the 5737 number. No incoming calls from that number to cancel. So if I may, Joe, I just want to tell you, I can see that the reason that you're not getting results is they've been sending you an email and they've been calling you, which is why April has been reaching out to you so many times. And it says, action needed. Joseph, start Google video verification. I want to let you know that that's a good thing that Google's offering you that because they will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal your clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to actually have a valid business in the area. So when Google offers that video verification, it's not like you have to get on a Zoom call live with a Google rep. All it is a little form, and it says, hey, upload your business registration or a invoice with your address or a work vehicle with tools. A couple of items that they ask that you just send over to us, and then we complete the Google verification. And once Google believes that, hey, this is a valid business in the area, they'll publish you. But we've sent that email and we've reached out to you. It looks like more than 10 different attempts. And for some reason, that hasn't been taken care of on your end. So, our hands are tied.
What do you mean from me?
It says action needed. Google, start Google video verification. And what that is it's Google's way of protecting you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. Because the only way you
small
can.
Business. But I'm not a small business. I've been in business 38 years.
Well,
I'm
when I
small
say
business.
Small, what we cater to is small to medium-sized businesses. I didn't mean to say that you're a one-man operation or anything like that, but I don't think you would fall into the corporate where you're like 100 locations or more, are you?
No, I have 3 locations, and I have 28 employees.
Okay, yeah. See, so that's still considered like a small to medium-sized business. You have 3 locations and 28 employees. So with that being said,
masonry, that's pretty big.
Well, we're trying to actually...
Landscaping and masonry? No.
Mm-hmm. But
that's actually a good-sized business, you know.
You could have 50 employees and be growing tremendously in the community, but if Google doesn't know that and you don't send documentation to show Google that, there's no way that they're going to allow it to get published, right? So that's the only issue there, is that we're trying to help you with that, to get that listing. You know, let me actually, just while we're on the phone, ask the verification department if that option is still available, because it looks like they've, you know, reached out to you so many times with it. And
they have. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
I haven't known what to do with it. You know, just like I said, I've never advertised before. I've never needed to.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Well, let me just see, because they'll give us some options, and hopefully there's even a better option so that you don't have to do it. But let me just see here.
So what do you do as being local splash? Because like I said, I don't see any difference of anything. I feel like I've just been giving away $300 every month for nothing.
Right. So it's not for nothing. What we do is we help businesses rank on the very first page, which is what you're looking yourself up for, right? You know that once this is actually verified, you will be found on the first page of Google. But if Google asks us, you know, that they need something and we kind of correspond that with you, if that doesn't get done, it's kind of like if you, let's say you were hired for a huge masonry project in a gated community and every time you went in, you couldn't get in the gate, right? You'd be like, wow, I can't ever get in and complete this because I can't get in the gate. So it's kind of like the same situation, and then you're calling and you're emailing and you're letting your client know, like, hey, what's the code for the gate? I need to get in. And then if they're not responsive, they can't come back and tell you, like, hey, you're the worst masonry company ever. I'm not getting anything because you never did it. You'd say, well, look at how many times we tried to ask you to let us in and it didn't happen. So that's the only hiccup. I do want to let you know, in that interim, it's not like we just sit around and do nothing. We also do the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. We've programmed you into some of the popular directories, and we're already running the Facebook ads for you. So in the short time that you've been with us, your company has already been, or your website, I should say, has been clicked on through the Facebook ads 235 times. So I'm thinking that you've probably gotten at least some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. So I wanted to ask you.
I've gotten work, but it's been word of mouth work. It's not already existing customers that told their friends. And that's how I've been in business all these years, is the quality work that we do.
I bet.
It's been word of mouth. That's the best advertising you can get. But,
yes.
You know, I was trying to expand on the masonry business. I've been expanding, and because I've been doing it for so long, but it's always been operating word of mouth, word of mouth, word of mouth. And then here and there, my guys are stopped. I have to put them doing something else, either irrigation or different type of construction, digging out a pool or doing, instead of masonry.
Yeah, wow. You do it all outside, huh?
We do it all, yes.
Yeah, that's
like I said,
amazing.
This is my 39th season in business. And, you know, we actually been working with Angie, and Angie's starting to, you know, because we were getting leads. We went with Angie Leads, not Angie Ads.
Right.
And they were giving us a bunch of leads for a certain amount of month, money every month. And I have it as John, J-O-N. Because I get a lot of calls from them in Texas from them. It says, maybe John from Local Splash. So there is a John there.
We have a
Texas
John.
That says,
we actually have 2 different Johns, but not either one of them has been working on your account. It looks like the only male names has been a Sean and a Danny. Oh, and an Alberto back in the past that have helped you. But I want to give you an option. If you've been clicked on already 235 times through the Facebook ads, and if you haven't gotten any work out of it, it's all been word of mouth, what I would recommend is we could take those off, and that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly, because why pay that extra budget for Facebook ads if you're not getting anything from it, right? I know that your business is going to explode once you get on the first page of Google, because you do a lot of word of mouth. That speaks volumes for your service, right?
Let me interrupt you. I'm sorry.
Yes.
A call coming in right now. Maybe John from Local Splash. Let me answer this.
Answer it. I'll hold for you. It might be James from our department. Just hold on.
It says John, but hold on.
I told him to call you. He's with the verification. If it's James, talk to him, and I'll call back later.
All right. Okay. All right. I want to talk to you. Stay on hold.
Okay.
All right. I just missed him. He hung up.
Okay. I'm telling him. Remember how I told you I was going to I'm going to tell him, hold on, because I could always transfer. Remember how I told you I was going to check with the verification department to see if the video verification was still needed? He wrote me back, the video verification is still needed, and then I let him know while I was talking to you, kind of on a side note. I said, he doesn't know how to do it. Can you talk to him? And he said, sure thing, I'll give him a call. So he should have waited to see, like, oh, can you transfer it? But he called you. So that was from us. So whoever is calling saying maybe John, it could be that in your phone, the way our caller ID shows up, it shows us maybe John. But that's not John that you've been dealing with, but it is our number. Does that make sense? Because that was James from the verification that just tried to call you. So, so we got that mystery. Yep. We got that mystery solved. But what I was telling you, Joe, is if you take the Facebook ads off, it'll save you a little bit of money, but also...
I'm not worried about the money. I'm not worried about the money. I just want it to work. And I was also told by this John that you also do the leads, like a lead program, like similar to Angie. Is that something you also do as well?
We do. It's called Google Guaranteed. It's a local services ads. You don't have that component. That's more expensive. It's a pay-per-lead program. You have to go through a background check and pay an application fee. So there's a lot entailed to that. So you don't have that program yet. I can give you pricing on it if you like, but what I always say is don't do it yet, because Google will require, in order for you to pass that background check, for you to have a verified Google listing with at least 5 5-star ratings. So we have to get this one hiccup done first. We have to do that video verification first. Someone like you is going to have no problem getting 5 5-star reviews because you have an impeccable reputation. So maybe, you know, next month we could always talk to you about adding that on. But I always say crawl before you can walk. You know, get, you know, what's needed from Google now. And then once you're, you know, walking, so to speak, then we could always put that pay-per-lead program on. But what I was telling you before is, since you do a lot of referrals, you'll do phenomenally well once this gets verified, because Google is the number one word of mouth provider in the world, right? So let's say I'm new to your area and I need your service, and I happen to run into a friend or a relative or a colleague that recommends you. Absolutely, I'm going to hire you, right? Because that's word of mouth, and that's the strongest recommendation you can get. But if I don't have a personal connection like that, I'm going to just type into the computer what it is that we need, and then this way you're still going to show up on top. You know what I mean? So it's going to tremendously help you. So with that being said, do you want to stick with the $299 package and have me have James call you, and then we can get, you know, keep the Facebook ads on? Or are you thinking that you...
Yes.
Okay, that's always...
I really enjoy talking to you. And is there a number I can get a hold of you, my wife? That way
absolutely.
You can walk my wife.
Sure, okay.
Fulfilling.
Do you think that if James calls your wife to do the video verification, do you think she would be the one to kind of knock that out with us? Okay. So let me just check here, Joe, because I have another number in the priority notes, and I'm thinking that this is for her, but I just want to double check. Let me look here.
Yeah, it should be the same number as mine, but it's 550. Mine's 552. 479.
Oh, no. I have a Casey.
550. Casey is my daughter.
Oh, Casey's your daughter. Okay, so then what's your wife's name? Let me add her again. I'm sorry.
Her name is Anne Marie. All one name. Anne Marie.
Okay. Anne Marie. Okay. And then her number again? It's just like yours.
978. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 978-479-8550.
Mm-hmm. 8550. Okay. And then one thing I'll do on the back end to help you out is I have to collect the $299 in order for this to stay current, but I will push that next billing out for you 30 days, but also put an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. And that will give you plenty of time to get this verified and optimized and get your phone ringing with some new business. And then just let me check what that date will be. The 30 days from today would be the 21st of June. And then if I add the 2 weeks on it, oh, you won't forget this. The 2 weeks added, it would be July 4th. So you'll be paid in full until July 4th, and that will give us plenty of time. So for that past due payment, is there another card that you wanted to use to get it up to speed?
No, but my wife can give you a card because I'm actually on the road right now. What happened is my card got scammed. They charged like $40-something hundred in Illinois, and I sure didn't visit Illinois, so they raised the red flag, they shut it down. I'm waiting for a new one to come in. They said 7 to 10 business days, and this should be any day now. I should be getting a new card in the mail.
Okay, so does she have an alternate one to use in the meantime?
She does, she has a card she can give you, and I could call her and let her know. I would like to get the business verified right away from Google and get this up and running, and then we could talk about the pay-by-lead thing as well. We'll do them both.
Yeah, I'll follow up with you. In a couple of weeks, once I see that this is all verified, I'll follow up with you and we'll get you started on that Google Guaranteed program for sure. And then we'll call Anne Marie to get the payment up to speed. If you would just do me a favor and just kind of preface the call and get with her first and let her know that we're calling, and then I'll call her probably in 15 minutes or so. And then after we get off the phone, I'll have James reach out to her to get that video verification information nailed down, okay?
All right.
So. Okay. All right. I enjoy. My name is Tina. I just texted the 8552 number, the my direct line, which is extension 777. So if you ever want to talk to me directly, once you plug in that 777, it will ring directly to my desk. That way, you have a point of contact here too. Okay.
Very good. Thank you very much.
All right. Oh, you're welcome, Joe. I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Bye bye.
Okay.